Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis, but who's asking?
Who's asking? So it was good. It was a good day because the Bears won, and then it was a bad day because something else happened to you, Ro.
Well,
didn't go as planned. On another
some things front. Did not go as planned. I made some investments, and the investment didn't exactly pay off. And so Vic Salerno, who we've been talking about ever since the first time we had him on the show.
Yeah, he's been a character on the show without knowing it.
Vic is a director of sportsbook operations for BetChicago.com, amongst other things. Mm-hmm. I mean, Vic is a very busy guy. But his BetChicago, I use that every weekend because it gives you good, there's good analysis and also inside tips and things that happen.
Right.
That, you know, injury reports and things like that. The kinds of things that people who wager on sports professionally and the bookmakers themselves set the lines by, and then the bettors watch it and the lines move, and the lines moved yesterday. We should explain this, Vic, because I think people think that the odds makers just make the lines and that's it. It's really, the odds are based on which how the money's coming in on any particular game, right?
Yeah, that's for sure. How are you guys doing? How's Anna doing?
She's doing real good, Nick. Vic, real good. All right, so as the odds, all right, so let's talk about it. So yesterday there was a, as they like to say in the business, a real bad beat. Real bad beat for Vegas, for the house.
Oh, yeah. I'd say the state of Nevada lost upwards of $10 million on yesterday's games. And, boy, I'm sure the bookmakers, oh, that's right, there's none in Chicago, but I'm sure they lost, too, a lot. And then the bookmakers, the legal ones in Mississippi, now they must have lost to the Saints beating the Rams. And so it was not a good day for us, as long as the Chiefs are in Kansas City killing us every week. And people, that, regardless of what we make the spread, they keep betting them. So it's been very difficult for us the last couple of weeks.
So let's explain the mathematics of that. All right, so you got Kansas City, which is just so much fun to watch. Right. And Patrick Mahomes has drawn the attention of the entire football nation, right? That everybody wants to see this kid play. And so what happens is if 80% of the bettors are betting on Kansas City, like on a Friday before the Sunday game, on a Friday, if 80% are going, you're going to move the line up. You're going to say that Kansas City is going to win by more so that you try to inspire people to go to their opposition. But you're saying that thing, but that did that ever get bet up over 10 yesterday?
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, sometimes you just see the people don't care. They know they're going to win. They don't care if they got to relay 10 or 11. At one of our places, we went up to 11.5, and people were still weighing it. So it really, it varies, and it's really local also. I mean, this week they're going to play Arizona, and, you know, they're like a 17.5 point favorite. So, and I don't know if that's going to stop the people.
I don't know. Although let me speak to Vic like a better. Hey, though, he's got to be though. I mean, there's no way he's not going to cover. He's in there. What about a 17 and a hook? Oh, jeez, what the?
So they're saying Nevada sports betting, Vic, lost $10 million bucks, which is, I don't know, it sounds like it was close to a record, or it was certainly a really big hit. Typically bookmakers are the ones on the winning side, just like Vegas. Is that right? I don't know too much about this.
Oh, yeah. Over the long run, historically, yes, we'll win about 5% of all the wagers that we accept. Yesterday, it just happened to be like perfect storm, and all the teams that the public loves won, including now your Bears, if they have a good team. And when they start parlaying them between the Bears, the Patriots, and the Chiefs, that starts adding up to bigger payoffs and losses.
So what's the ripple effect here with the actual bookmakers in Vegas? I mean, what when they have a day like this, what do they do on Monday morning? Who's getting yelled at? Who's getting moved around?
We put up next week and start accepting bets on next week's game. It's like you get over it quick, and it'll be ancient history in another couple of days.
Hey, Vic, as we like to say in the NFL, there's always Monday night. Although I would imagine
there
might be some guys showing up at some guys, you know, in town who got to show up at 11:30 at night at a guy's house and go, okay, I need the money right now. I need it right now.
Well, I don't know. I'd be a little bit worried about my bookmaker paying me. You guys better get to them early tomorrow morning, not wait until Tuesday.
Tuesday morning's bad. I'll meet you at work. What? All right. Hey, let me ask you now. All right, so as sports gambling is being debated here in Illinois, and once we get past tomorrow and the, you know, whoever the governor is going to be and all that, this you know, this is something that I think a lot of people want as a convenience as opposed to it necessarily the boon to the tax rolls here to the budget. But on a day like this, I mean, theoretically, you could look at Illinois in terms of if Illinois is taking a piece off the top of all of this. They're protected on a bad beat, right?
No, not really. How are they protected? They're going to have to pay if they're going to be competitive. If the state's going to have a stomach for this. I mean, this is a difficult business to be in when you have days like yesterday. And, I mean, in the state of Illinois, if we lost $10 million yesterday, the state of Illinois probably could go five times that. As a loss, which would mean they have about $50 million in loss. They got now. There's nothing saying next week they can't win $100 million. But it is a roller coaster.
But if I understand it, what they want to do is they just want to tax the winnings on this thing, right?
Well, yeah, but you have to have winnings.
Yeah, but and the but do you think they're going to allow writing off the losses?
Well, of course, it's your net win over the whole year. When your net win is, you know, when you won, you got to. If I lose $50 million today, and then tomorrow win $100 million, I'm only going to pay taxes on the $50 million.
Yeah, no, as a professional, yeah, but I'm saying that aren't we talking about in the state of Illinois a transaction tax that on every bet there's going to be juice to the state? Pardon the expression.
No, it's not a transaction. It will be taxed on the win, the amount that's won over month to month with carrybacks and carry forwards. Wow. So that's how it will be. It's not going to be like on the federal government, every bet that we take, we have to pay 0.25%, regardless of whether we win or lose. In the state of Illinois, Nevada, most states are just one what you win, that's what you pay. Or your profit is what you pay the taxes on.
Well, that's interesting. I know New Jersey's seen a lot of success with this, and the other states are sort of modeling what could be based on what's happening there. Do you have any sense for how much that is making for the state, just on the amount of betting, sports betting that's happening in Jersey?
Well, yes, they're writing in the millions of dollars, and they do a little bit differently. They take all the bets and they count the wins as the bets are placed, and they don't even, for example, if you bet on the Bulls to win the NBA championship today, right, that won't be decided till next June, but they take it as a win today, and then if the Bulls happen to win, they take it off as a loss next year. So the states always want to get their money first.
Yeah, that's a good bet right there. If they want to make a bet about that, that's okay. That's going to be okay.
Right there with death and taxes, right?
Yeah.
That you can count on them. They're not going to. So, but my point is that the Illinois state, the state has to look at it in the long run and get it. It's happening now, and we all know that. We need to get it passed through the legislature there so that the state can start making money. They're not going to lose money, that's for sure, over the long run. So they better let companies get going, racetracks, et cetera, casinos, have sports betting.
Hey, Vic, I just need your advice on something. Tonight, you got the Cowboys laying 5.5, and that doesn't seem like enough to me. That just doesn't seem like enough.
Do you think you're going to win by more than 5.5?
I think I'm going to win by more than 5.5. That's why I'm looking at Bet Chicago right now. It's Cowboys minus 5.5. The over-under is 40.5 for the game.
Right.
And
go ahead.
And it's Tennessee, right? And I don't. And the Cowboys are playing at home. I mean, I got to figure. It's got to be at least a touchdown, right? Right? Right?
I don't know. No. Because sometimes snakes jump up and bite you. And for all the books are really rooting for Tennessee tonight. So it's going to be another bad day if the Cowboys win this up. I'll tell you that.
Oh God, we can't have that. Oh, guys. Oh, these guys. Poor guys. These are working stiffs right here, man.
Yes. Nobody cries for us.
A sports book in New Jersey had a payout in an 11-team parlay yesterday. Netted over $10,000 for the better.
Wow.
How much did he bet?
$8.68, hit an 11-team parlay. The odds of hitting that, 1,259 to 1.
11 teams should be more like 2,090 to 1,
shouldn't it? Well, I'm just telling you what I've got here.
It does the math really quickly, Vic. Wow.
Listen, one thing Vic can do. They Mr. and Mrs. Salerno, when they were raising Vic, it's the one thing they knew was look how fast he is with numbers.
He's got a gift.
He's good with numbers.
Look at that.
Yeah.
If I could only tell you.
All right, Vic.
Keep having fun.
Yeah, we will.
Anytime.
Thank you, Vic. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Vic.
Thanks, Vic.
Yeah, I hope you next time you're going to call me when we win a lot.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we'd like to. I need your. Although you just scared me off of this. I was gonna just take him I was gonna buy up to 7 because I figured, what am I gonna get for that? Look at me, how crazy am I?
I love it.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you, but watch out for the tights. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Goodbye. All right.
It's like a whole language.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure I understand any of it.
I don't understand any of it, but I want a piece of it. I'm going to get into this.
Yeah, that'll end well. Yeah.
I feel like Vic should have been at dinner with us Thursday night. He would have fit right.
Yes, he would have. That was the kind of night
I feel like
it
he
was.
Would have kept disappearing, coming back, disappearing.
Yeah, I got to check my phone.
Vic has got like
16 phones on him at any given time.
They're ringing. He doesn't know which pocket it's in.
Seems like one of those guys that talks in like hushed tones really right. well.
You or know? On landline still.
Oh God, the Warriors aren't going to cover. Oh God, oh God, oh God.
I think he would have had the chicken parm.
Yeah,
for sure.
Or the veal parm. That was one of their specials. Mm.
Or the baked clams.
Mm. Those are good.
Yeah, Vic, I don't want the wine. I gotta keep a clear head in a situation like this.
Judy, he could have hung out with the guys we met on the way out.
Right, yeah.
The boys
Billy.
At the bar.
Yeah.
That might have been with
Vic.
Him.
What's his name?
Maybe
Vic?
It was him. No, his name was Billy.
So what do you do? I make book.
Where are you going?
Yeah, well, come on in. We need to talk about a few things. Make book. All right. Well, anyway, Vic is... I'm still going. I mean, yeah, this is a thought. Uh-huh. I'm still going to say that the Cowboys are going to win by more than 5.5 tonight. Why is the nation? I don't understand. This.
Both 3-4 Cowboys haven't been overwhelming.
This is their.
I like the Cowboys tonight too.
This is their turnaround game.
Got Amari Cooper's first game with the Cowboys.
Yeah, it's going to be. Cowboys.
Tony Romo still with them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's in the broadcast booth.
Close in. Don't. Okay. Don't detail her. She doesn't need details. All right. I said 5.5. And you know what? I'm going to go on the over. I'm going to go the over. I'm going to go the 5.5. And I'm going to go $2 at a par. Where's Lou? I need to get Lou on the phone.
Sweet Lou, who you decided wasn't so sweet because he didn't do you right.
Well, he owes me. Because I'm gonna be the guy showing up at his house at work. I am showing up at his work tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right.
Show up at his new restaurant.
Yeah. Hey, where's Lou? I need to talk to Lou about something. I'm out in the Crown Vic outside in case you need me. All right. What do you got here, Judy? At the bottom of the hour,
will voter enthusiasm continue through tomorrow?